Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. We have a big topic to discuss today, the EU's new plan regarding their carbon border tax and how it's impacting heavy industries like steel, cement, and aluminium. I see you've been following this closely. What's your take on this?
Morning, Alice. Yeah, this is a significant development. The EU is proposing that these sectors be exempt from paying for the carbon emissions of their exports. The idea is to level the playing field with foreign competitors. But it's interesting how this comes at a time when the EU is under pressure to meet its climate targets.
Right, the European Commission is trying to balance the need for climate action with the competitiveness of their industries. Wopke Hoekstra, the EU Climate Commissioner, said they had to double down on making conditions better for businesses. But how does that align with their climate goals?
That's a good question. Hoekstra emphasised that the carbon border tax is fantastic for decarbonisation, but can't be at the expense of EU companies. It's a balancing act. They want to protect their industries while still pushing for climate action.
So the proposal includes a new target to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 90% by 2040. But some member states, like France, are pushing back unless there are concessions for industry and better recognition of nuclear power. That seems like a big hurdle.
Absolutely. There's a compromise in the proposal allowing 3% of the 2040 target to be met through international carbon credits. These are meant to represent carbon dioxide removed from the atmosphere via projects like growing forests. But the EU's Scientific Advisory Board is against this, arguing it could undermine domestic efforts.
Yeah, but Hoekstra says these credits could represent a bridge in terms of climate action with developing countries. It's a tricky situation. Europe's heavy industry has been pushing for this export solution since the Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism was announced in 2021.
Under the proposal, companies would be refunded in the form of free carbon permits. These permits would be funded by revenues from the carbon border tax. The carbon border tax is phased in as industries lose their free allowances under the emissions trading system.
The emission allowances are currently trading at just under 70 euros a ton of carbon. The EU cement industry estimates that if the carbon price rises to about 125 euros a ton by 2030, it could account for more than 50% of production costs.
That's a significant cost. Samuel Flukiger from ThyssenKrupp said that export markets are still critical for the industry, while domestic markets are challenged. Putting these markets at risk in an already weak market is not a very smart thing to do.
Right now, the details will be outlined before the end of this year. The EU is within its target to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 55% by 2030. The 2040 target will guide the EU's decision on its climate plan for up to 2035, to be submitted to the UN ahead of COP30 in Belém, Brazil, in November.
So, Alice, it's clear that the EU is trying to navigate a complex landscape. They want to meet their climate targets, but also protect their industries from global competition. It's a delicate balance, and the coming months will be crucial to see how this plays out.
Indeed, Lewis, it's fascinating to see how these policy decisions are shaped by both environmental goals and economic realities. Thanks for joining me on this topic. We'll be right back after these messages.